Hello, this is Paul McKenna. Welcome to the Times podcast for motivation. Research studies consistently show that having goals makes a significant difference in creating success. The biographies of high achievers throughout history bear out this research. So if you want to achieve anything worthwhile, you absolutely have to have a goal. But how you design your goals can make all the difference in the world. First of all, I believe size really does matter. Your goals have to be big enough to get you out of bed to make you feel motivated. Just being a little bit more efficient at work or losing 5 pounds, rarely a big enough target to aim at. You need big goals. Goals that will ignite your passion and get you off your ass and into action. Then all the things that you need to do in your daily life become easier. As Donald Trump said, you have 50,000 thoughts a day. You might as well make them big ones. So what I want you to do now is take a few moments to write down some big goals, big desires, and do them in vivid detail. Do this right now because I want you to concentrate on these every day. One of the things that I think is very important also to mention is I don't care what it is that you don't want. Far too many people tell me, oh, I don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be underpaid. I don't want to feel like such a loser. The unconscious mind doesn't process the negation. Try not to think of elephants. You have to think of it to not it. So avoid putting any of the things down that you don't want. Write your goals in the positive. What is it that you do want? Do it now. Next, I want you to break those goals down into small chunks. When my friend Richard Bandler went to transform the US Army's pistol shooting program, one of the first things he did was cut the distance to the target in half. As people's confidence and skill increased, the targets were gradually moved a little bit further away and further and further and further. The result was he vastly increased the success rate and the training time in pistol shooting. It's the same with your goals. You've got to have a series of steps. So think about what it is you want to achieve and then work backwards from that. So yeah, if my ultimate goal is to, have this job or to have made this much money or to be dating this person, what are the things that are going to need to take place before that happens? The sub goals, if you like. Yeah. Sometimes people ask me, how small do these chunks have to be? Well, I would say small enough so that you can take action in the next 24 hours. Now, there could be some uncertainty around all of this. In fact, I remember a few years ago, a friend of mine had just launched a new business. It had been very successful very quickly. And when I asked him how he did it, he told me it was very simple. He said, I realized that if I spoke to just 5 people a day about the project, that would be 150 people in a month. And I knew it was a good enough idea that if I talked to 150 people, somebody was bound to be interested. Now, what I thought was particularly fascinating was the process over the first couple of days, because he said he really had to push himself to phone people. Every time he picked up the phone, he felt this kind of uncomfortable feeling in his stomach. And he heard his internal dialogue tell him that there was no point in even trying because other people wouldn't possibly be interested. All that sort of negative self-talk. Then he got sick of that and he pushed past that feeling and he just thought, I'm just going to do it. So by the end of the day, the feeling of discomfort had lessened significantly and it was easier to make the calls. Now, by the end of the first week, the feeling of discomfort was there for less than a second before each call, and it became easier to pick up the phone and take action than not to. And by the way, before he even got to the 50th person, he made the deal. What was the key to his success? He took action every single day until he reached his goal. Now, when you take action, by the way, it can be even just the smallest thing, it gets easier and easier to take action the next day. This is because, like anything you do repeatedly, it becomes a habit. So if you get used to sitting around going, oh, what's the point? I'm never going to amount to anything. It becomes easier and easier to do that. If you push yourself just a little bit, it becomes easy to push yourself a little bit harder, a little bit harder, a little bit harder. Because one of the biggest mistakes people make that limits themselves is to try and feel absolutely certain about something before you take action. One of the things that I've noticed that sets high achievers apart is that they've developed the ability of taking action before they're ready. Have you ever had an idea for a product or a service and sometime later you opened a magazine, you walked into a shop and there was your idea? The difference between you and the person who actually did that service or created that product is very simple. They took action. Now, you may say that you didn't take action because you weren't ready, but the real secret is this. Truly successful people take action before they feel ready. But then some people say to me, I don't want to take a risk. Now, taking risks is an essential part of your journey towards success. I've learned from my work with high achievers that there's a tremendous difference between confident risk-taking and foolish acts of self-endangerment. Too many people stop themselves from doing something because it seems too risky. But professional risk-takers aren't necessarily braver. They're just more prepared. They always go through some variation of these next three steps in identifying the risk and assessing it and deciding whether to go for it or not. So let's just have a little look at that, shall we? There are essentially two types of risk. Those which are imposed upon us from the outside and those that we choose to take for ourselves in the hope of some greater reward. Now, any activity that's got a risk will have a feeling that accompanies it. When bookmakers lay odds on sporting events, they usually make their decisions based on probabilities. How likely they think it is that the person laying the odds will succeed or fail. A simple tool you can use to do the same thing for yourself is based on generating two numbers on a scale from 1 to 10. The first number represents the potential upside, the reward, how much positive impact on a scale from 1 to 10 taking this course of action could give you if it works out. And the second number represents the downside, the risk, how much negative impact it could be if you fail. So here's the magic formula. When you think about something you want to do, I want you to give it a positive action number, yeah? So if I'm going to go ask someone out on a date and I really like them, you know, the upside might be phenomenal, might be a 10. The downside might be that I get rejected, you know, but I'll get over it. So the downside might be a 3 or a 2. Then you know that that risk is worth taking. If, say, though, it's something else like, say, I don't know, cheating on your taxes. The upside might be that you save a few pounds, you know, it might be a 3 or 4. The downside might be that you go to jail, so it might be a 10. So that is something not worth taking. So whenever you think about risk in future, I want you to think of the upside and rate it, and the downside and rate it. And that will let you know whether it's worth going for or not. Okay, finally, I'm going to show you how to get into a state of total and utter motivation. Because motivation is a neurophysiological state. Everybody's got a state of motivation in them. For example, if your house was on fire, would you sit around watching EastEnders and think, I've really got to get out of here soon? You know? No, you'd probably generate motivation to do that. Yeah. If you won the lottery, would you sit around going, I must go down and pick up my winnings? No, you generate a state of motivation. So if it's safe and appropriate to do so, I'd like you to close your eyes. Obviously, don't do this if you're driving or operating machinery. And I want you to remember a time you felt totally and utterly motivated in the past. You know, a time that you took positive action. You know, maybe you thought, I'm just going to do it. Or maybe, you know, you were really dying to go meet a particular person or get started with a particular project. I want you to remember a time, maybe it was, you know, something you do as a hobby or you have as an interest. You really, really wanted to do it. Remember a time you felt motivated and return to it again now, like you're back there again right now. See what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel how good you felt. Squeeze your thumb and middle finger together on your right hand and create an associational link. Go through that memory 5 times. Make the colors richer, brighter, bolder. Make the sounds louder and the feelings stronger. Go through that memory several times. Keep seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, feeling how good you felt, squeezing your thumb and fingers together, feeling totally motivated. Maybe there are other times that you felt motivated and you're remembering those as well. Just remember a motivated time and get that feeling going inside you. That's it, good. Go through it 2, 3, 4, 5 times. That's it, good. And when you feel that feeling of motivation, squeezing your thumb and middle finger together. Now, stop, squeeze your thumb and middle finger together. Can you remember the motivating feeling? Good. That's it. Let's go through it again. See what you saw. Hear what you heard. Feel how good you felt. That's it. Good. Now, while you've got this strong, motivated feeling going, I want you to think about the things that you need motivation for right now and see what you'll see and hear what you'll hear and feel how good you'll feel as you imagine doing them right now. Squeeze your thumb and finger together. See what you'll see, hear what you'll hear, and feel how good you feel as you imagine doing those things that you need to do right now. And stop. Open your eyes. Come on back out. Do that as many times as you need to get into a state of total motivation to do the things that you want.